morning.
Hello, may I ask who's speaking, please?
Hi, you're speaking to Kenifa. How may I help?
How are you doing? I spoke to a lady yesterday in regards to an official complaint that I'm trying to put through, and it's more than just an official complaint. I'm actually being held in my house on an 8-year sentence because a load of Enfield Council staff wanted to scribble that I'm a brand boy on the block in an application and serve it through a legal call. Every time I phone up and I go to explain exactly where the application has all of its hard errors, where it's been forged and so forth, or I speak to anyone or ask to speak to someone like Jeremy Chambers, head of law and governance for the whole of North London, they seem to be rude and refuse to talk to me. They keep holding me in my house. Like last night was another night I've had to sleep in here. I can't go out today. I can't feel safe in my own borough. They've sat there and they've not just forged an ASBO and scribbled, oh, he's a brand boy on the block, put in every single, like they've put like 9 cases in there from the past. All the 9 cases are cases that I won prior in a criminal court. Then these, I've put them into a civil case. They've edited them all, edited all of the CADs and everything, which I can prove because I've took the real files out of the police computers now and I can compare them all. All the coppers' names for the other boroughs were changed. They changed all of the CAD numbers. They forged all signatures. Then the actual victims themselves are police officers making 999 calls to 999 setting me up. PC Shinnick on duty making a 999 call, and they're actually the police officers are the ones that actually set me up, and I can prove it. It's crystal clear. I keep getting told I need to speak to a Dion Grant, she's my new case handler, but a lot of the emails I've compiled like 4,500 emails here, like, and basically a lot of them emails involve Dion Grant through a set period of time, and I don't think that it'd be fair for Dion Grant to be my case handler. I keep getting pushed aside, no matter what, I've been stuck in my house for an extra 6 months again, just since I last spoke, tried to get hold of Jeremy and hold of the rest of them, and they basically kept saying, you've got to speak to Dion Grant. I phoned Dion Grant and I recorded the conversation, and I was speaking maybe a bit how I'm speaking to yourself. I wasn't rude or incourteous to her, and what she's saying down to me to the phone after she treated my mother in such a cruel and unprofessional manner is, your ASBO's hysterical, Simon. Your ASBO's hysterical. We can't talk about your ASBO no more. It's hysterical. Well, what about the possession order that it used, that the council forged afterwards and to cover up everything when I weren't even in my house? It was lucky for me I was on bail conditions. That's hysterical. We can't talk about it. Well, can we talk about the next injunction order that the council served on me and that they forged and used the same claims and malicious? I mean, that's hysterical. We can't talk about it. She is such a horrible woman to record and to have on the phone. I don't think it'd be fair for. Now, I spoke to another woman yesterday. I've been phoning in the whistleblowing policy. I've got about 500 phone calls in total to the neighbourhood office team, to Enfield Council. And unlike yourself, like our conversation right now, you're listening to me and you're taking time for a second. All the other staff are like, oh, I've got other calls coming in, we can't deal with it. I've got the other staff in the background going, oh, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do, all laughing in the background. I've actually got the staff that's on the phone to me going, you've been robbed, you're black this, you're black that, all in Enfield Council, because they didn't realise I was recording them all. And the rest of it, when I was trying to resolve these issues, they let my neighbours fully assault me, and I've stripped the doctor's computers, and I've got all of the referrals from in council. Every time we send them an email, they message the doctors, oh, go and get Simon, he thinks there's a conspiracy, and they've got, mate, like they've been trying to diagnose. I've been assessed in Rio, they're talking every single day, like 6 different doctors are logging in that have never met me, all saying, oh, he's delusional, he's crazy, and bam, 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 and all that really bad stuff about me. None of them have ever met me, and they're doing that because the council's messaging them, because I'm emailing the council saying that this is illegal what you're doing to me, and I can prove the forgery, and I would like it rectified. They've put me through, in the last 4 years, they've put me through a possession order, 2 injunction orders, another possession order, and another possession order. All the same claims that Lemmy made up, but who worked for the ASB team when I wasn't ASB team. When I was on bail conditions at much estate, my mum's, they never realised I was at my mum's. They wanted to get away with the ASBO, so they made 31 fake claims up. Yeah, and I'm not in the address for none of them. Then after I've hearted Lemmy up, I basically explained to Lemmy, I know what you're you've done. I wasn't in my house. Then they've gone and got another. They've gone and put all the same claims that I won, and the judge refused to allow back into court because he knew what had happened. Put them into, used the company credit card again, created a new case number at the lower court, and put the same claims back in it. All he, she. And if I'm saying, oh, he done this and she done that from, and he done that from that address, you can't question the stability of these statement makers because it's all he, she in hearsay. That would mean like a third perspective or somebody that wasn't actually there. It's completely illegal what they're doing to me. I'm suffering again today, and I'm trying to find out where I stand. But I can hear Jeremy in the background yesterday of a phone call with me speaking, and he's advising the other woman just to put the phone down on me. This is law and governance. They're on the highest paying wages in pretty much, it says in the Independent, in this country, 280,000, 50 more than Theresa May. And the way that they're treating me, I don't think they deserve that. Jeremy was given another chance after sexually assaulting two girls in his last company, and I haven't... They tried accusing me of doing something to my missus. It was a complete cover over. I've got all my medical notes from the hospital and everything. They've endangered my life by trying to scare me out of my own country and get me away from my family and my mother and the rest of it. I have a white mother, I'm mixed race myself, and I have a black father. And it's a complete breach of all my human... My name has gone completely viral because of their negligence and gross misconduct and them tapping into my personal data files, telling my doctors and stuff that they're allowed into my files, when I've clearly wrote to them prior, which I've got the email saying, I refuse access to any of my personal data. They're sharing my data and not realising that I'm going to strip the computers. I've stripped the council's computers with an FOI, done the police's computers, done the neighbourhood office's computers, and done the council's computers. I've done each computer about 5 times over a period of time. So I've got the different files. My name wasn't known before Lemmy started on any of the computers, councils, police or anything. Then they've all decided on the 23rd of September, Dawn Allen, and that we need to make some history for Mr. Cordell because he's not known. And the next day they've logged into the computer. Oh, now he can see things. Now he can do that. Now I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness. I've had about 30 assessments of them not trying to get me assessed. They even asked a court in the middle of the fraudulent claims that they were trying to process to allow them to have another mental health assessment on me, which I allowed to continue, and I passed as well. Then they filed for pursuit with the same dead claims again. Do you know, I know it's a bit lot to take on for yourself, but I'm looking for someone to be able to manage this fairly and effectively in a fair time process where I'm not suffering for a longer duration than what is necessary. Do you know? Otherwise, I'm going to have to start playing some of these recordings online now at the 500 and them all shouting, you're being robbed, you're not allowed out, ha ha, and all of the staff and the phone going, shh, shh, to all the rest of them. And shh, there's out of the last 50 phone calls, I spoke to a lady. She was a new lady. I don't think I spoke to her before. I think her name might have began with a K or something on this number. I felt a bit sorry that she's even getting wrapped into it, sort of thing. Because it used to be Heather Litt that used to pick up this phone number. This is Enfield Council's whistleblowing policy number. When you phone up check on the line, and it says our Enfield Council whistleblowing policy. Write that into Google. This is the phone number. I've been phoning this phone number every Christmas for the last 3 years. Explaining, I know what Lemmy's done and I can prove it, and I know what the police officer that was supposed to have forged all of this ASBO, I thought it was a police officer. It's not a police officer, it's Stephen Elsmore that's based in Enfield Civic Centre and is also part of the, and I've got all this from their own admissions. Enfield Council forged all of that paperwork. They knew that there was two parties on the same day, nothing to do with me. I'd been on curfew for a year, so I couldn't even have done anything. While I'm on curfew, someone else that I know, an associate of mine, has moved to a party to Lincoln Road, and prior to that they've got loads of people in the old man building, which is on Southbury Road. The council have squat in the old man building. I didn't know none of this because I'm on curfew in my house, and basically that Stephen Elsmore had been very upset prior because he'd been getting a lot of calls about the old man building and couldn't do nothing with it. That old man building actually belongs to Enfield Council, or it did belong, because I've got all the newspaper presses with them saying this belongs Enfield Council took all of the Crown Road party numbers, because that's where everyone went, and put them into Lincoln Road, and they all say Crown Road, Crown Road, and forgot to take the grid reference numbers out, and tried to set me up for the building while I was on curfew, and they've all forged the paperwork in there. They're missing all their victims' signatures on all of it. Each police officer has done. The list goes on with what I can prove, and I'd just like someone that's fair that will sit down with me and go and stop this one, because what the police officers' jobs to do and the council's is to protect life and to protect property in the local vicinities. If I put my information that I've got on the internet, I don't think they're doing their job correctly, because this sort of information that I have, less paperwork could cause World War III. And I think the Enfield Council's been very irresponsible in the way that they're managing this and putting the phone down on me and not dealing with things in a fair manner.
For your number, please, a contact number.
Yeah, I can give you a contact number for myself now. If you give me 2 seconds. I'm sorry to put this on to you, obviously, but someone's going to have to do the right thing before something bad does happen. Because there's a lot of...
I'm just trying to get up the information in regards to you, because it says a letter was sent out to you in December of last year, stating that you should get in contact by email to the complaint team.
I've already been through the complaints team, and I can prove they frauded paperwork. I've done 5 years of process. I've been on curfew for 8 years of them since they forged this, and everyone can see how bad my name is. You just got to turn the TV on and see how bad they're doing this sigh, trying to drive me or make me look crazy in front of the public, when there's actually nothing wrong with me. I never even they've spread around that I'm like the black boy with the disease and all of this in the general public, the council web. I'm not even. My medical notes are in Evergreen Sexual Clinic. There's never been nothing wrong with me, and I've never even had an argument with my partner. Me and her never even ever argued to this day now. Otherwise, everyone would hear her screaming her mouth off throughout this all as well. Me and her have never even. I can mostly go and pick her up now and wouldn't have a problem. And what these council officers have done is used my partner and used me to get me out of this country. The evidence is very. It's why I can get list the evidence where they've tried to drive me crazy and belittle my name and damage my definition of the defamation of my character. These things are highly illegal. They're taking rent off me, Enfield councillor, while they're holding me hostage in my house and forcing this stuff down my head and letting my name go viral. It's been 2,800 days now that this council's held me illegally, and no matter what I try to explain, no one will come and have a meeting with me. They will run to any of my neighbours and write statements with my neighbours. I've got like 15,000 pages in applications of them taking statements off my neighbours while I've done nothing wrong, just sat in my flat. I've got cameras in every room, so I couldn't do nothing wrong in my own front room, because I'd be setting myself up with my own security equipment, you know. I've sat here throughout it all. I've got videos of everyone banging on the walls at me. I've took about 30 friends' statements that have stayed here and have viciously been attacked as well. They're all willing to attend court with me, and I think Enfield Council's taking this money, like I'm saying, for my rent. I just need someone to come and meet me and to go over this. Even if it takes 3 of them to come out to me, I just need a date, yeah. And I have my solicitor waiting, because my brother's paid for a solicitor for me, so now I've just got to go and meet the solicitor, or pick my solicitor, and he'll be paid privately, and then we can all sort this out. I've got the insurance details for Enfield Council now, and I spoke to the insurance company. Enfield Council's underinsured at $50 million a year. I've took the insurance policies off the Neighbourhood Watch as well, and I've got them all on record. Neighbourhood Watch is unlimited insurance. I took the doctor's
Need is your email address. I'm sure they have it.
I have problems reading and writing. I don't want to be dealt with by email. I want to be dealt with in person. But with the way I've been treated, and I want a worker that will come and meet me and sit down in their own house, because this is their house, not my house. I just rent it off them. And I want my landlords to come here and my local council to come here. And I'd like to go over the fraudulent application that they have forged to hold me in this house while they darken my name. I'm being released in 2 months for the first time in 8 years, in 2 months now. I think they're sending me to a death sentence by doing all of this in my name everywhere, now telling me I've got to go back out to everybody. They're not willing to give me, they've all been paid money to forge all of this paperwork. Ian Davis, Jeremy Chambers is getting paid today, all of them are getting paid money, and they've all forged all of this. They're on the highest wages, like I explained, and I'm not even allowed £1 for what they've done to my life off of them. I'm not happy for this. They've damaged all of my property by holding me in my house for 8 years. Normally, if it says the organisation of illegal raves, yeah, I never got arrested for something that was illegal. I've never been arrested for this. I've never been interviewed. I've never been allowed to explain myself to anybody. When I went to court, somehow the police and the Enfield Council have paid for a civil case. The police don't pay for civil cases against the people. The police only pay for criminal cases. Yeah, they paid for a civil case against me, called it the Organisation of Illegal Raves, forgot to arrest me for something that's illegal, never let me, and then they've gone and gave me 8 years. I don't even ride half of the 8 years. I've had to ride the whole 8 years. Man, I know, I've seen men, I've been in my flat on this curfew. I've seen people stab, I've heard of people stabbing people up, and they're getting 4 years, 5 years. They're doing half that sentence, 2 years, and getting released early on tag. Do you know? Like, people, you can stab someone and get a year and a half. I've had to ride a whole 8 years because of this forged paperwork, yeah, and I'm not happy about what they've done, and I've not even been arrested, you know. The list continues to go on with the forgery of what that office has done to hold me in here, and the damage that they've caused. Like I'm saying, there's only 6 months left for this to be resolved, and my personal opinion is, let me run to that call, and everyone run to that call every day trying to set me up while they're letting my neighbours attack me, and I'm recording the video evidence of what my neighbours were doing to me. What I'm proposing now...
Can I get the contact number then? Because you said you don't want to email.
You'd have to take this phone number for now, and they'd have to ask for my new mobile number. 0208... Okay. It's my mother's phone number, and she'll give you my new mobile. 0208...
Yep.
245... 7454. I've gave this number pretty much in every phone call over God knows how long. I'm not saying that you're gonna do the same, but or you lot might do your job that I'm speaking to, but whoever the official people that's being paid this money to phone me back or to do whatever, no one seems to get back to me. Do you know? Like I'm saying, I'm getting released in 2 months' time, and I've got to go out to all these people thinking I've got a disease and thinking all this stuff that this government spread about me, when there's nothing wrong with me. I'm in fear for my life. I've been locked in here for a whole 8 years, not even had half that split without being arrested. I took copies of my police criminal record, and because the ASBO's not a criminal case, it's a civil case, yeah? And what they're saying is, it's not even on my criminal record, this ASBO isn't. And ASBO is not allowed to be a standalone ASBO is not allowed to be a form of punishment. Yeah, it's so, but they've put a curfew inside of it, which is a curfew. You would get punished if you're getting early release from prison. They give you a curfew. It's a form of punishment. My ASBO is not a CB ASBO, CBO, a criminal ASBO. It's a civil ASBO, and I'm not allowed to be punished. I'm not allowed to have a curfew placed inside of this ASBO because I've not been arrested. All they're allowed to do is use it as a prevention. And if I don't listen to the prevention, then what they can do is then it becomes a criminal offence. What they've done, putting this curfew in and twisting all this, it's unfair, the torture that they're putting me through. Do you know? And like I appreciate your time, and I'm sorry that I've wrapped on them to you. Do you know? Like, I'm sorry, madam.
Thank you for your call, and I will pass this on through because you did say that you were told to speak to Dion. Dion has now left, so there will be someone else taking.
Left the company. Dion's left the company.
And I'm sure she's no longer in the complaints team anymore. So I'm going to have to pass it on to whoever now is taking over. And what I'll do is I will double check with them to make sure that you have been received a call.
Can Jeremy himself call me back, man? Like, you asked Jeremy himself directly to call me. They gave him another job afterwards, after he sexually assaulted. I never even done nothing to Shannon, or like these have all spread to scare me out of the country or away from my parents, or how they've made me look crazy. Me and Shannon have never argued. Shannon will come to court with me right now if I go and get Shannon. Shannon, yeah? And we will go against these people for what they've done to us. They've endangered Heidi's life by doing what they've done, because they all wanted to, the police wanted to make fake phone calls themselves, phoning up, setting me up. Then all Enfield Council wanted to use their own building that they know what I wasn't squatting in because I was on curfew, use all of them crime reference reports to set me up. That's a lot, man. Enfield Council should be more responsible than that.
Okay, so thank you for your call today. I'm going to have to
terminate
call to make you the appropriate person, and I've taken all the notes that you have said, and
okay.
I hopefully get back to you soon. I'm going to put that in the notes.
If Jeremy has the guts to phone me back and to speak to me, I can explain a plausible way for all this to be resolved with minimal impact, where not even the cops, none of them will lose their jobs, and all of us will be happy. And it's not as simple as me just going to take money. I can prove, I've got the evidence here where I've compiled everything. I'm not prepared to go over it without actually speaking to him. I'm negotiable. And I'm not out to just cause myself a load of problems in the long run. I'm trying to resolve problems here with minimal impact on society, which is what their job is set out to achieve, and they're failing in their obligations to do so. Well, I'm going to let you go then, madam, and
yes.
Tell him to have some guts and to phone my phone.
It's Karen Hill that is now going to be taking over, so I'll put it through to her. Now you have her name as well.
Do I have a contact? Can you give me a contact telephone number for her, please?
I can't actually give out contact numbers. I have to just give you her email address, but you said you preferred a call. So what I'll do is pass on your number to her.
Okay, what is her email address? Just so I do have that as well, then. If it's the only form of contact I have towards her.
So she deals with complaints and information, so it would be complaints and information. And then you can address Karen Hill under it. But it would be complaints and information at enfield.gov.uk.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. They've got to remember, I've put my website up and I already held a lot of evidence in there, and that's time set when I put my evidence in there, and this council's failed in. I've directed that council to my website loads of times as it's sat in its first draft mode. I've worked on all of my new paperwork and everything. I've made all brand new covers, brand new digital books. I've put every single piece of paperwork that council sent me in a brand new diary, all in brand new digital, and I've turned all of the image paperwork into brand new paper. I've done the same for all the ASBOs. I've done everything. Every email they sent to my mother, every email they sent to me. Do you know, I can see everything that they've done. This, if you just scroll down my diary, it says, "Our brand boy on the block, brand boy on the block, C brand boy, E brand boy, B brand boy." This is where they've changed all the coppers' names to brand boy and everything. Listen, what I can prove that council done with that ASBO to do all of this to mine and Shannon and Heidi's life is unfair. He needs to phone me in there, he does, because otherwise I'm going to go public and a conversation like this doesn't help them, because I transcribe all of these conversations up, put them in there as well. So I've got over 500 transcribed conversations on top of that, on top of all my mum's emails. They need to phone me. They need to phone me and treat me like a person before I start to lose my temper.
I'll pass on that message today, and thank you for your call, and someone will get back to you.
All right, then.
All right, you have a good day.
And you too, madam. Thank you for your time. Goodbye. The 24th of the 6th, 2020, 9:35 in the morning.